Somebody's being naughty, and it isn't me. Honest to God, it is not me this time. Somebody is not behaving. Tavia Smith is with me, as is Maureen Jelinek. They are with Gate City Bank, and one handles the virtual office manager position. She's vice president. I don't know what EVP is. Executive vice president? Yeah. Is that what it is, Maureen? Well, congratulations to you. And she is director of operations. And really what's happening here is there's a phone scam going on. We're going to include in this conversation Peril Grossman with the Attorney General's Office. Peril, good to have you on News and Views again.
Thanks, Joel. Great to be here.
I want to thank Tavia and Maureen for coming in. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
I'm going to leave it to you, Maureen, first to describe what's going on. Tell people what's happening here.
Okay. We've got phishing calls taking place in the community. They started a week ago Sunday, February 23rd. And what it is, it's fraudsters using an auto random dialer. And they are just dialing random numbers in the North Dakota area code and Western Minnesota area code. And they are, some of the calls are posing as Gate City Bank, and they're letting people know that their debit card, their MasterCard debit card has been blocked. And what they're trying to do is get people to enter their debit card number, their PIN number, and the code on the back of the card so that they can do fraudulent transactions. We've had phishing calls before, and usually they don't last this long, but they picked up again over this last weekend. And we just need to get the word out so that people understand to make sure they never, ever give out that sensitive information. And these calls are calling some people multiple times.
And it's like robocalls. Amy, you have the sound of one of them. Listen to this, and you folks, you can understand what they're getting at.
Hello, this is a message from Gate City Bank. We regret to inform you that your debit MasterCard has been temporarily deactivated. To solve this problem now, press 1 to be transferred to our phone center.
So that isn't a fact. That isn't coming from Gate City Bank.
No. Gate City has not generated them. We have not had a breach. We have not been compromised. We've got non-customers calling us because they get these calls and wondering how we got their telephone number. But we're not generating
those. It has nothing to do with it. Tavia, you said you know a number of people who have gotten these calls.
Yeah, in fact, my daughter, who's 12 years old, on her cell phone. So it's your cell phone, your home phone, any phone. She received 15 calls within a 24-hour period last Sunday.
See, I knew it was widespread when you ladies came in and said that you asked me if I had been called. And I said I never answer my home phone anymore. I have it there because of my satellite dish and some other reasons that they can access information in my house to bill me or whatever. I use my cell phone. Anybody that wants to get a hold of me knows how to get a hold of me through my cell phone. And you said that hasn't stopped it. It's cell phones too, Maureen.
Yep, cell phones, landlines, and work phones. At Gate City Bank, the calls I forwarded you, those I received on my work phone extension, saying it was Gate City Bank and my card has been blocked. So,
Peril, it's hunting season for you, and it has nothing to do with deer or pheasant. How are you going to catch these guys?
Joel, that's a great question because it's almost impossible when they're spoofing telephone numbers. It's not a legitimate number. So I think the best you can do is put a trap and trace on, and it has to be on a subscriber who's willing to do that, which most would be. And you have to expect that they'll call back because those are very expensive to do, and sometimes it can be difficult to get the telephone companies to do that. And then that will only identify the carrier, Joel, and from there the investigation starts. It's like peeling back the layers of an onion, identifying. Sometimes we'll issue 6 or 7 subpoenas or more just to find out who's actually making the calls, and then it's always an entity overseas, and you don't really even know the real names of the individuals you're dealing with, just the names they use to provide to the telecommunications carrier. And so they're really outside of our grasp at that particular point. So these are very, very problematic. It's not like the traditional enforcement of the do not call laws where you know who you're dealing with and you can sue them and find them and resolve these matters. These are very, very problematic because they send them out by the thousands. It kind of reminds me of a political calls we had the last political season, and there were thousands of calls generated to North Dakota. You might remember we called them the Robert robocalls. Turned out after about 6 subpoenas, it was identified as a Google Voice account, and it belonged to some woman in Alaska, and I think she was actually a native of Alaska, and it's very difficult to kind of understand her, and she had no idea what we were calling about. It was very clear she had absolutely nothing to do with those robocalls. So yeah. Enforcement is very problematic.
Peril, in terms of this, in other words, what I'm hearing you say is the best thing we can do is just do what the ladies are doing today from Gate City Bank. Get word out. This is not Gate City Bank. It has nothing to do with Gate City Bank. Gate City Bank is being used as part of a scam here just because it's such a prominent bank and everyone in the community knows the bank. And just tell people to hang up on it. Is that the advice I'm getting from the AG's office?
That's exactly correct. And we appreciate your openness to having Gate City and the Attorney General's office on, because I think this is the most effective method of preventing this, is getting the word out. And the thing we want to remind your listeners about, Joel, is that, you know, today it's Gate City. I already received one referring to the National Credit Union Association, one of their cards. Tomorrow it could be Wells Fargo. And so we try to remind consumers and telephone subscribers that don't focus just on the name of Gate City. They're the victim of choice today. And for some reason, many of these callers seem to like to use Gate City. They must think that Gate City has a strong market share here in North Dakota, because they often are the bank of choice that gets identified in this scam. But they use other entities, Citibank and Wells Fargo and all sorts of things. So you're exactly right. It's really an education issue. Don't ever respond to one of these calls. Never push one.
All right. And Peril, listen to this example, and I hope the ladies do as well. We have another example of one of these.
Hello. This is a message from National Credit Union Administration. We regret to inform you that your MasterCard debit has been temporarily blocked. To solve this problem now, press 1 to be transferred to our phone center.
Okay, whoever that lady is, I don't like her, Maureen. I'm just going on record right now.
Same identical voice. What a coincidence.
Yeah, exactly. It is. It's the same computer. I mean, it's the same plan. It's the same everything that's going on. Maureen, I got to ask you, have some people fallen for this?
Unfortunately, some people have. It catches some people off guard. So we ask that if you have, you contact us or your bank immediately so that we can close your card, open a new card, and if they've already done some fraudulent transactions, we'll credit your account right away and take care of it for you. But it's important that you act quickly.
What approach, Tavi, does Gate City take when something bad like this happens and it's quite innocent on the person's part? I mean, it's like the buyer beware, but how do you deal with it?
Well, we take each call very seriously, and we cancel all their cards. We make sure that their accounts are safe. We credit their accounts if there was any losses. We take care of everything, and we go through the steps with them all the way and make sure that they're taken care of. And most of the time, you know, they're very flustered about the situation, and we just let them know that, you know, a lot of people do it. And the most important thing is just to remember to call us right away and let us know. Watch your accounts. You know, with online banking and all text banking and all the types of banking that we have, you should be able to watch your account all the time and see if there's anything that any unusual activity.
I was late in paying for the salt in my water softener the other day, and I kept thinking, I don't do this anymore. I don't write checks anymore. It's all taken from my debit card. It's all taken from my account. And I was like, how do I talk to the boys in Ledgewood so that they never feel like I'm not paying them? That would be the frustrating thing. You go in and you cancel all my cards. I don't even know the places anymore I have to call and pay anymore. Or at least work out a new plan. And Maureen, that would be very time-consuming and frustrating.
It would, and we'll work with you on it. Unfortunately, that can't be avoided if you've given your information out. But it happens. We'll work with you on it, and we'll make sure that your account is secure.
Peril, can you give us some more? Go ahead,
yeah,
Peril.
Thanks. You just anticipated. Thanks. What I wanted to just mention, a couple other measures. A place of security, a fraud alert on your credit report, and you can contact any one of the three major credit reporting agencies, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. And if you notify one that you want a fraud alert, they will notify the other two for you. All of those numbers are on the Attorney General's website, ag.nd.gov. And then in addition, think about placing a security freeze, because it's the closest thing to absolute protection from identity theft that exists. You can place a security freeze on your credit report, and no one can open a cell phone account, an internet account, or a credit card account without getting that lifted. And they have a very rigorous process to do that. You will, of course, pay $5. And so there might be some minor inconvenience. You go into Best Buy, that big TV's on sale. You might have to spend 10 minutes on the phone getting your security freeze lifted, but I think it's worth the peace of mind, and it will protect you from identity theft. So,
guys, we have people on hold with other examples as well. Do you mind taking a couple phone calls before the bottom of the hour? Can you hang with me? Welcome back to News and Views. A lot of folks on hold. Let's get through as many as we can. But before that, I want to let Maureen tell us what's happening at Gate City. You had some more information you wanted to get out there.
Yes. We were talking about the phishing calls and the fact that they're coming through as automated calls. And one thing I just want to clarify is we have an online real-time fraud monitoring system that learns the behavior of our customers' use of their debit cards. So in the event they have transactions that are outside of their normal behavior, we have a call center that will contact those customers to verify whether they're doing those transactions or not.
Which, by the way, is a great service.
Thank you. Yeah, our customers love it, and it's really helping to protect our customers. However, they'll send these calls out with an automated system also. The difference is the bank is never going to ask you to enter your complete card number, because we know that. We might verify the last four digits. The bank is never going to ask you for your PIN number. We're never going to ask you for the security code. We're just going to ask you enough information to verify with what we have to make sure we're talking to our customers.
That I actually went to Shields and spent $3,700 on gift cards the other day.
Right. So we just want to be careful, because we've had that where these calls have gone out to verify transactions and people hear the automated system and hang up. And unfortunately, then we're unable to verify with them whether those transactions are fraudulent and start taking action on their card.
Okay.
But what we always say is, if you're ever concerned, hang up and call the number that you're familiar with for your bank, and we can still help you.
All right. Perel Grossman is with us as well with the Attorney General's office. Let's get to some calls. Paul, you're on News and Views. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, that gal just talked about what I was going to experience this morning. I got a phone. Well, first I got the robocall on Sunday night about 11 o'clock at night. And then last night, I made a purchase online with one of my secondary checking accounts, my private one that my wife doesn't have access to. the purchase was like $900, and I don't use that debit card for other than maybe paying a couple of online bills. And so I get a phone call this morning, and I'm like, oh, not again. But it was very different. And it was definitely different than the robocall. So when I got it, and they identified themselves as Gate City Bank, I'm like, oh, here we go again. But then they said that it was the fraud monitoring department, and they were wondering, they told me the last four digits of my card, asked me to confirm. And I said, if it's me, stay on the line. If it's not, hang up. And then it asked me, did I make a purchase of this amount? And it listed off my last two purchases, and it listed the date and who they're to, and then it was done. So they didn't ask for any personal information. They just asked me.
So the system worked with that one.
Right.
I get it, Paul. Mm-hmm. But that's what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Marine. Okay. I want to get to another call here. Jeff, you're on with Perel Grossman and the ladies from Gate City Bank.
Yeah. So I just wanted to get the message out there that I literally have three friends, and including myself. I posted two different ads on Bizman. And what's going on is you're getting these texts that says you still have that trailer. And we carry on for about 5-6 text messages back and forth. I tracked one to Minot. I tracked one to Underwood. So the numbers look legit. But what they want to do is the only way they're out of state right now, and they want to pay by PayPal, and they'll pay all the fees. And once the money clears, then they'll send someone over to get the trailer or the snowmobile or whatever. But your PayPal has to be tied to your checking or your savings. And what's happening is once you allow them to pay you, then they somehow have access in the back door into your account, whatever's tied to that PayPal. And then that money they put in gets taken back out along with the rest of your money.
Perel, have you heard about that?
I have, Joel. And caller, thanks for sharing that. That's just kind of a recirculation of an old scam where they see your ad for your garden tractor and they offer to pay you $1,000 more because they have a buddy they owe some money to in Cincinnati, and if they could make that check out for $4,000 instead of $2,000, they'll send it to you. You deposit it in your bank. You wire $2,000 to this place in Cincinnati, and unfortunately, Joel, consumers think, hey, I'm not out anything. My garden tractor is sitting in the shed. I've got $4,000 instead of $2,000. What's the harm of sending the $2,000? Well, the harm is that about 3 days after you wire that money to Cincinnati, you get a note from your bank that that was a stolen check or a fraudulent check, and there's some problem, and now the bank comes to you and wants you to put the money back. And this sounds like just another variation where they're getting a back door.
So your advice to them is what?
Never respond. Be very skeptical, Joel, when someone wants to pay you more than you're asking.
Well, that would have been the red flag for me. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. Let's get Craig on. Craig, you're on with the team here.
There's two different scams out there. One that I know about, one I want you to verify. You get a phone call, you don't know it, you call it. It turns out to be some offshore thing that instantly charges you $20. That, I believe, is true. There's another one. Just by answering your telephone, you get a charge. If that's true, that scares me.
Yeah. Ladies, the offshore one, you both started nodding your heads.
I've heard it, yeah, that you shouldn't be calling. If you don't recognize the number and you didn't answer it, don't call it back, because I've heard there is such a scam. But
do you have a way of contacting Gate City to just communicate now off, you know, when you're gone from here?
Do we have a way?
Yeah,
to,
I yes. mean, how do you, what do you want them to do?
We want the community to make sure they're just very careful about never give out any sensitive information. If you have, contact your bank right away.
And Gate City's website is?
www.gatecitybank.com.
And Peril, the fraud hotline and other ways people can get in touch with you is in 5 seconds?
1-800-472-2600.
Great job, you guys. And thanks for looking out for people.